Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael the Doctor Love.
Hello, my name is Raphael Love, aka the Doctor, and today's conversation is the topic of the heat of failure. Today's conversation about the heat of failure is one of those things that I kind of thought about today as the pressure you feel when things aren't going your way. Whenever you have a lot of challenges in your life, or you have a lot of things that just aren't working out for you the way you'd hope they would, and you got things that are pressing you, like bills, stress, you know, relationships, all those things kind of compile themselves all around your head, and you just feel that pressure. It's like your brain at times is on fire. I mean, for me, when it happens to me, and believe me, it does, that I feel like I just want to rip somebody's head off. Now, I know that's not the way that you're supposed to do it, and I know that's not what you're supposed to think, but let's be realistic. You mean to tell me you know somebody who is 100% positive 100% of the time? I don't think so. So what I'm saying to you is I'm just being real about how I feel on this subject of positive versus negative versus stress and how I deal with it. You may have a different way of handling it and managing it for yourself. I'd love to hear about it. However, in this case, since I'm not actually talking to you face to face, which I would love to do, if you're listening, reach out to me and let's have a conversation. I would say that, you know, there has to be a time where you stop the madness from invading your peace. And it's just like a fire. What do you do when something's on fire? You put the fire out. And when you have a lot of pressure on you, when you have a lot of stress on you, when you have deadlines, you have bills, you got people calling you, you're overcommitted, you got all these things going on, there has to be a point in time where you just go, all right, stop. And you hear that sound? Listen to it. Let me do it again. Stop. The sound of silence after you say stop, that's where the fire kind of gets low for a little bit. Give yourself a chance to breathe and think through what it is that you're going to focus on first to help get rid of some of the stuff that's going on. Because if you ever tried the juggle, I mean, physically where you get the balls and you toss them in the air, if you ever tried that and you didn't ever really have anybody show you how to do it, it's pretty damn hard. I'm going to tell you, to be honest, I still can't do it today. But what I've learned to do in my life, though, is juggle my priorities. And what that means is that I started to manage the thing that is the most pressing to a place where I can do something about it. Because sometimes you're waiting on somebody else. You're waiting on a circumstance like somebody, you know, owes you some money, or somebody did a favor. You did a favor for somebody and now you're waiting for them to pay you back because you got to take care of somebody else that you owe. And it's just compounding because you're stretched so far, so thin in so many different directions. And you're like, what the hell? I'm hooking everybody else up, but what about me? Think about it for a second. Who's responsible for you? You are. So all those times that you overcommitted, all those times that you made promises, all those times that you said you were going to do something for somebody else, you had a choice in that moment to say, no, I can't do it right now. It's amazing when you use the words in that way. No, I can't do it right now. That's not saying, no, you're not going to do it at all. That's not saying, no, you can't do it. That's just saying, no, you can't do it for this moment. People have a tendency to accept, no, I can't do it right now, more so than you just outright saying no. Because if you're like me and somebody just outright tells you no when you know they can, there's a problem there that you need to resolve. And in those situations, I use what I call the uncomfortable conversation. What that means is for at least 30 seconds, you're going to get out what you feel in the interchange between you and that person, and you're going to kind of resolve the issue with solutions after that initial 30 seconds of uncomfortableness. Because if you practice that every day, if you practice that with your relationship, guess what happens? You know for a fact that you're going to have that conversation, and it's going to be uncomfortable for about 30 seconds. Because if you're respectful of each other, you're going to give each other 30 seconds. So you got a minute to be uncomfortable. And then you got whatever, however long it takes after that to work through the issue. So for you, if you want to manage those circumstances and those overcommitments, both the ones you make to yourself and the ones you make to other individuals, stop for a second before you say, yeah, I can do that, and say, no, I can't do that right now. I got some other things on my plate that I really have to get cleared off before I say yes to you. Now, I'll check back with you, or if you'd like to check back with me, that's more powerful if you say you check back with me, because then you could say no again. I'm still busy. And after a while of you saying you're still busy, guess what happens to the people who are naggy, whiny, begging people? They go away. Magically, they just kind of vanish like little clouds of smoke. Whoo, off into the distance they go. They may still ping you from now again, time to time, to say, can you do this? I got this question. I need your help. If you really want to manage your stress, what's the phrase? Yeah, that's exactly what it is. No, I can't help you right now. Learn it. Embrace it. Say it with me. 1, 2, 3. No, I can't help you right now. Doesn't that feel good? That you pull that control back into your life because you realize that you're not overcommitting, and you could easily go back to some of those previous commitments and say, listen, you know, I said I was going to do this, but you know, I really got caught up in some other stuff and I can't do that for you right now. And you start breaking all those ties to now you can focus on those priority things that keep you going, that keep you living, that keep you moving in a positive direction, and you can eliminate all the dead weight. You can shovel it into that, no, I can't help you right now bucket, and just get it out. Hopefully this sort of thing helps you. If it does, please let me know. Give me comments on the podcast, on iTunes, on Podomatic, wherever you find this podcast. Give me some feedback. I'd be more than happy to embrace any feedback you have. And I look forward to talking to you in the next episode of the Dr. Love Show. And thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Love Show. And if you would like more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes. And now at the drloveshow.com. Be sure to provide feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.